Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Chavav. We're going to begin from Amar Rabbah, which is six lines from the bottom of Chof Hei Amid Beis. Just to remind us what the sugya is about, we had in our Mishnah, Nidresh Gogois, that a person made a mistake when he made his neder. And we're going to focus on the final case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah gave a number of examples, but the Mishnah is on Chof Hei Amid Beis. You'll notice starting from fifth or sixth line, Ro oisan oichlim te'enim. A person saw that under his fig tree there's a ganze minion of people that are eating te'enim. The Omar, Hari aleichem karbon. All of these te'enim are osed to you like a karbon, like a koinim. Because he was upset that people were eating his te'enim without permission. V'nimtzu oviv, the achiv or the echov, and he finds that among them was his father and his brother or brothers. There were others as well. And when he realized that his brother and his father was there, he said, oh no, what did I do? So our Mishnah says that's of course a shoygek. He never would have gone and prohibited his father or his brother to go and eat from his te'enim. So that's an automatic no-no. In other words, that's one of the four categories of nedarim that we said that Nidrei Zeruzin, Nidrei Havoi, Nidrei Shgogois, and Nidrei Oinsim, you don't even have to be Mater Neder. So this is a Shoyge, he didn't realize. So now the question is the entire Neder annulled, or only that portion that relates to his father and to his brother? Mishami Amrim Hein Mutar, the father and brother are automatically Mutar, Umashi Moem, really it should be Umishi Moem, and all the other guys, they're Asurim, because after all, he put a koinim on them that they shouldn't eat from his te'enim. But they are mutter. The entire neder falls away. It's what the Gemara calls neder shehutter mitzosoi, hutter kuloi, since part of the neder has been annulled. The entire neder is annulled. And therefore, everybody is mutter. Everybody can eat from the te'enim. And now we go down to Omer Rabbah. We're going to have two versions of the Machloikis of Beisham and Beisil in our Mishnah. The first version is Rabbah, and then is Rabbah. The two are similar, but they are different. And after that, the Gemara is going to challenge Rabbah based on another Mishnah later on. So first we get to Omer Rabbah. The Kuli Alma Kol Heicha Di Omar Ilu Hoyisi Yoidea She'aba Beinechem. If I would have known. In other words, he initially said that all of them should be Asr. The Gemara uses the term Kulchem. So when he saw from afar, from a distance, that, again, for as an example, 10 people are sitting on the tree and under the tree and eating from his figs, he said, Kulchem, you should all be Asr to eat from my te'enim. And only afterwards does he realize that his father is among them. And then we ask him, no, what do you say about this situation? If he says that, had I known that my father was among them, I would never have said Kulchem Stam. I would have said Kulchem Asurim Chutz Mi'Aba. All of you should be also to eat the Te'enim except for father. What would happen if that is what he said? The Kulhain Asurim V'Ovim Mutter. Then even Beisil would agree that we do not say Neidish Hutter Miktosai Hutter Kulai. But the only annulment was vis-a-vis his father, nothing more. And the reason for that is because he basically repeated the neder over again. He said initially, Kulchem, all of you should have a koinim, not to eat from these te'enim. And then he said, no, Kulchem, chutz mi'aba. Since the only change in the entire neder was the chutz mi'aba aspect, he did not say, even according to Beis Hillel, neder shehutter mitzasoi, hutter kulchem. So, noy nechleku, so where is the machloikis? What is the Gemara telling us now? That what happens when he finds out that his father was among those 10 people sitting under the tree eating from the te'enim, and then he said, oy vavoy, I didn't realize that. If I would have known Shabbat Beinechem, I would have said initially, Ploini uPloini Asurim, that Yankel and Merel and Shmerel, they should all be Asur, but Abba, my father, should be Mutter. Now, on the surface, it would seem that the two cases are basically the same. In both cases, he has regrets that his broad neder included his father, and therefore he said, had I known, I would have excluded my father. The only difference that we're saying between the Reisha of Rabba and the Seifa of Rabba is that the Reisha, he kept up with the original neder that he said, Kulchem, all of you should be Asr. And then when he found out about Abba, he said, oh, if I would have known, I would have said, Kulchem, Chutz mi Abba. While in the Seifa, what did he say when he found out that his father was among them? Uy, if I would have known, I wouldn't have said, Kulchem, Chutz mi Abba. I would have said, Ploini o Ploini, v'chutz mi Abba. Oh, that's already different. Now, why is that different? Isn't that basically the same? So the Ran explains that the reason why there's a difference, and as we'll see in the Gemara further, then the first case, he was ma'amid dvarav harishonim, means that he re-verified what he said initially, with the exception of chutz mi'ab. But otherwise, the neder he intended, and he uttered, and he reconsidered, and he said, I would have said the same neder, except I would have added chutz mi'ab. So since he has recertified the neder, so to speak, so then everybody would agree, says Rabba, that in such a case, even Beisil, that we do not say neder shehuta miktasa huta kulay. The only thing that we say is that huta miktasa vis-a-vis the father, but the rest of the neder remains intact. Where's the machlokes in our Mishnah? When he changed the entire text of the neder, instead of just saying, oh, father's there. If I would have realized, I would have said, Kulchem chutz mi Abba. No, no, no. I would have said, Ploini, 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 and not Abba. So now he's changing the entire text. It's not just he is focusing on that to'us of the Abba aspect, but he's saying that the entire text of my neder was incorrect. I would have said, Ploini, Ploini, and not said, Kulchem. So therefore, neder shutta mitzase hutta kulai, only according to Basil. Beishamai says, come on, this is just verbiage. It's all the same. What difference does it make? No, Basil says the major difference. Semantics. Oh. So now the question is, why would a person have said, Ploini uploini, chutz mi Abba, as opposed to Kulchem chutz mi Abba? Aren't these basically the same? What difference does it make? As you said, semantics. So the Ran explains very, very beautifully that we're talking about a person that is very makbid on Hilchis Kibbut Ave'e. And therefore, he says that were I to have known that father was here, I would not have said Kulchem Chutz Mi Abba, because as soon as I say Kulchem, there are going to be some wise guys in the audience who are going to jump up and say, oh, Kulchem, your father's there, how can you say it? Rabbi Yisai, a little patience, just one half a second, I was about to say, Chutz Mi Abba. But because he didn't want anybody to have even the slightest havamina that he's including Abba, so that's why he doesn't start off with Kulchem. He starts off with Yankel Smith, and with Beryl Jones, and with Gershon Goldberg, etc., etc., and then says, but not my father, only the other guys, and not him. So that nobody should think, even for a slight moment, it is Chas Hasholem, including his father, in this Isser Kite.
Crystal clarity.
Yes. Exactly. Crystal clarity. Beautiful. So let's take a quick look at the Ran, and you'll see this in Yet Shem with even greater crystal clarity. So you look at the Ran starting from five lines from the bottom. Omer Rabba Hakol Moedim Yomer Hoyisi Yomer Kulchem, etc., etc. Mishum Dolein Mikri Ki Hai Gavna Neider Shehut Miktsasi Hutu Kulei. Nobody here holds that that's Hutu miktasi hutu kulay. The fisher kimin shemeshasa neder oma kulchem asurim. V'yachshiv gamkein ma'amid dvarav harishonim. That means he recertifies his original words that he said at the very outset. Megabi ho'achirim. Bo'is eloshin ma'amish. It's exactly the same as before. Before he said kulchem, and now he says kulchem. She'oma batchila. He's now restating the original Lashon that he used initially. Even though he is now excluding his father. Had he realized that his father was there, he never would have included his father in the Neder. And had you asked him, by the way, is your father there? I don't know. If your father is there, would you? Of course not. My father's not there now, he's probably learning Daf Yomi somewhere, he's not there, so he was never included in the first place. So now, when we find that the father is there, he's now re-clarifying his neder, that's not what he meant. exactly the same way he said before. So that's why we say under these circumstances, he's mabed dvarav harishoinim, you do not say neder shutz mitzvah hutakor. Loi nechleku. Yes, Bill is here. Okay. Bill is here. Chris,
yeah, welcome.
Bill, welcome from all of us gathered here. And now loi nechleku el ba'imer ilo isi idea. Skip to the top line. In this case, what are we talking about? That he changes and he says, instead of kulcham, if I would have known, I would have said plenty of plenty. Remember, this is where Rabbi says it's a machloikis,
right,
where he changed, where he was mishana from his original text, where Beishamai says it doesn't make a difference. Whichever way you say it, bottom line is you do not say We'll see this from Akiva a little bit further down. The Kivan de Hocha Ikatarti. I have here two solid reasons. One, Chodad Ikatois, Gomer, the Gabi'ah. He didn't realize it's his father. So that was already one emendation. Ulagabi Achri, Gam Ken Yesh Tois Beloshin. The text is incorrect. Shu Oimesh Ilo Hayadeh Sha'ov Beneim Afilo Achayram Loyoyo Oyser Oysan Ba Oyser Loshin Sha'osran. He wouldn't have used the same expression, Kulchan, if he show you Makbit. So this is the key that we were discussing, the difference between the first case and the second case. He wanted that it should be crystal clear, with that crystal clear clarity that we heard a moment ago from Ariel, that it's in the rega kememre. He doesn't want that even for one split second people should think that my father never would have done. Oh, if I would have said kulchan even before I said chutz mi abba, there'd be people jumping on me. Your father's there. Hello, that's why he starts off blinding, blinding, yankel, barrel, and sparrow. The king de katarti. Since there are two reasons why this original neder should be annulled. Number one, toys gomer the gabion, and toys belosh the gabi or achirim. Therefore, based on the two strikes, you're out. You only have to have three, but here two is enough, and therefore neder shutz mitzvah, but only according to Beis Hill, not according to Beis Shammai. Sfilin the Beis Hill, chiyai gam the mikra neder shutz mitzvah, hutar kulei. Good, so far so good. So that's Rabbah. So basically what Rabbah is saying is that when you're mamid dvarav harishoinim, everybody agrees that we do not say neder shehutah mitzvah hutar kulei. When I'm mishana from dvarav harishoinim, then I have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'rova omar, the other way around. The kuli alma kol heicha di omar ilu hoyisi yodea she'abba meinechem hoyisi oimer ploini uploini asurin the abba mutter. Everybody, both Mishama and Beis Hillel, agree that if he is being Mishana, in other words, he said originally Kulchem, when he finds out that Abba is Beinechem, he says, oy, 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 if I would have known, I would have said Ploini uploini asurim, the Abba Mutter. Then everybody agrees, Kulam Mutarim. Even Beishame would agree, Neder Shehutar Mitzase Hutar Kulai, because both ends of the Neder were faulty. Both the fact that he left out his father, that's the Toiz Gomor, and the fact that he said initially Kulchem instead of Ploini uploini. Since, yeah, okay.
Does it matter what if he said Abba Mutar Vekulchem Asur, meaning start the sequence?
The Gemara doesn't address that. It's interesting you asked that question, because when I was learning with my son Ben Sion last night, he asked the very same question.
Great minds think alike.
And apparently. So under those circumstances, if he said that initially, then there's nothing to talk about, because he said Abba Mutter, right, and we wouldn't even be talking about the name. So we're talking about originally he said Kulcha Masur, and then when he comes on the scene, he sees his father's there. If he says, if I would have known, I would have said that father is Mutter, and everybody else is Asur, the Gemara doesn't address that. Okay. Now, why doesn't the Gemara address it? Perhaps because that's not the normal Lashon of a Neder. A Neder, you're trying to go and establish an Isur, so you wouldn't say, okay, Rabbi said, before I establish an Isur, first I want to make one thing clear. My father is Mutter. And now, Koinam and everybody else. So apparently that's not the derech of making the Dorim of that sort. But in case, in fact, he did something like that, so then, L'choyre, we go and say that, what was the second part? He says, Abba Mutter, and all the other people, Kulcham Asurim. So if he says Kulcham Asurim, L'choyre, you still have the same, that he is recertifying and verifying the original Lashons. He only had one strike against it and not the two.
When the Neder is confirmed, either way, whether according to any Lashon,
what's the legal consequence? He said, they're hived, they have to give restitution, and what's the Eastern small usher?
If they continue eating from the fig tree, then either he or they would have to go and bring a korban for violating the loyachal devora, for violating the terms of the neder.
They would have to bring a korban for his neder? They could maybe have to pay for the value of the figs, but what...
That's a separate story. You're reminding us of the Ran on the bottom of Tesvov Amid Aleph, where the Ran said that a husband said to his wife, don't do X, Y, and Z, don't go to your father's home, you will pay something for sukkis. Right. And if she did, look at the last Ran, about 10 lines from the bottom, Holcha Asur Ban Osev Loike, Kleim Loike, he. She gets the Malkis, even though it was he that made the Nader, she gets the Malkis. Abahu, ain't a like it. He made the neder, but she gets the pet. The after the tananami ha ashmin and gavorche, the lo rechiver isura, that the iser is on her shoulders, not on him. Avlei olive cloud. Avoramam zalkos avlei kahu shehidir, because he made the neder imhen oisa. Avol he ain't a like it. He made another cloud. Lishayef aliachol dvar. So you see, there's a machlekes ran in the Rambam. Which one would you prefer?
I'm a shayla from Ran.
And you like the Ran? Okay, so therefore the machlekes between Brother Barry and Brother Shai is the famous machlekes Rambam and the Ran, and of course the same thing applies over here too. Is it the Madir or is the Mudar the one that's going to get either the Malkus, or they do it the Mezid, or bring the Karbin if they did a B'shay? Yeah, it's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So the Rabbah Amar again. The Kuliyam Kalecha, the Yom Ilo Yisei Desh Abba Beneicham Yisei Ayim Aplein Uplein Yasurim the Abba Mutar Kula Mutarim. Even Beis Shammai would agree. The Neder Shehutim Tosim Hutar Kulai, because we have two strikes against the original Neder. Number one, he said Kulchem, and now he says Pliny Uplein. And initially he left out Abba, and now he says Chutriyam. So where's the Machlekes Neichlikum? El Ba'im Ilo Yisei Desh Abba Beneicham. If I would have known the fathers among you, Yisei Ayim. Oh, so now he is reconfirming the original language that he used initially. I would have said, Kul Chamasurim Chutz Mi Abba. That's where the Machlokes is. Beishami Sabri look at Rameir, the Omer Tofes Loshen Rishon. Beishami says, we look like Rameir, we hold like Rameir, that says whenever you have two Lishonis which are inconsistent, for instance in the Harei Olai Oila,
Harei Zu Ola.
I'm sorry. That's the same thing as Kul Cham. Yeah. I'm sorry. Leave the 10 minutes, they half a second to before you jump. The person says that this behemoth should be an oiler, and then he says this behemoth should be a shlamim. Is it possible for it to be both an oiler and shlamim together? Impossible.
So it's as if it didn't take place?
It's machlokes. So therefore, according to Meir Tofik Losh and Rishon, as soon as he said that this behemoth is an oiler, automatically, that he said that this behemoth is a shlamim falls away, and it's thrown into the dustbin of history. Therefore, it's only an oila, that's it. While Basil says, no, we don't only think about the first lashon, we also think about the second lashon. So how is it possible then it should be both an oila and a shlamim?
Double dip.
Exactly. So, what you're going to have to wait until it gets a mum, and then you're going to go and sell it, and you're going to use the money, half for an oila and half for a shlamim. Okay, that's not our sugya today, but the point is, that's the machloek between Bishamay and Beisil. Now, of course, Bishamay and Beisil are talking about, not Bishamay, Ramey and Rabbi Yossi are talking about a totally different case. They're talking about a case, as we just explained, about the Oila and the Shlom. Everything okay?
Exodus.
Yeah, I'm also wondering the second. Yes, exactly. I was equally concerned. So, what Agmar is telling us, something wrong with the door. No, whatever. Okay, don't worry about it now. We'll worry about it later. We have to worry now about Rav and Rava. So you worry about the other stuff later.
You've got more immediate concerns.
Exactly. So we have to deal now with Beisham and Beisil. Meir and Rabbi Yossi are dealing with that Harei Zu Oila Harei Zu Shlamim case. They're not dealing with the case of Ar Neder. However, our Gemara assumes that these two parshias are sufficiently parallel and similar that according to Beishamai says, let's look what he said originally and let's see what he is saying now. So if he said originally Kulchem, and he's still retaining the word Kulchem, Noi Bazoi, that part of the Neder remains totally intact. Since it's intact, I do not say neder shehuter miktasei huter kula. Reb Silva said, no. I hold like Rabbi Yossi that I focus on the second part of the neder. What was the second part of the neder? The chutz me'aba. So he's made a fundamental change in this neder. Until now it included everybody. Now it doesn't include everybody. It leaves out Abba. So therefore, that is a siman that this neder is annulled. Neder shehuter miktasei huter kula. So we have our machloki between Rabba and Rava. Rabba says that everybody agrees in the case of where he is mamid nidroi, that in fact we do not say neidah shehuta mitzasei huta kulay. It's only in the case of mishana where he's changing from the kulchem to the ploini uploini. That's where the machloikis is. While Rava, on the other hand, says just the opposite. That when he happens to be Mishana, then everybody agrees that since he was Mishana, then the whole thing falls away. Kulam Mutar, because he started off Kulchem, and now he's saying Plenu Plenu. So there are two strikes against it. The fact that it's Chutz Me'aba, and the fact that he changed the text of the initial Lashon. So everybody would agree that since he's Mishana, then where's the machloikis when he was not Mishana, when he was Mamid Dvar Varishayim? That's where the machloikis is. The Beis Shammai says, no, since he's Mamid, we're going to keep as much of the Neder intact as possible. That's the first part of the Neder. It's a Kulam Asur. And according to Beis Hill, the whole thing falls away because Bigmar Dvar of Odom Mitzvah. Eisvei Rapapa L'Rava. So Rapapa asks now on Rava the following Kasha, based on a Mishnah that we're going to have in Yet Hashem, on Daf Samach Vav. Kate said, Om Rebbe Kiva, Neide Shot Mitzasoi Hutr Kulei. Rebbe Kiva has the same machloikis in his Mishnah as we had in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Tum Beisham and Beisil, they were talking about Rebbe Kiva and the Rabban. But we're talking about basically the same fact pattern. And if you recall, right before we started Omer Rabba today, right before that we had Rebbe Kiva, the limate Nedishun Mitzasim Hutakulai, in a different setting, but that's not really necessary for today's Gemara. What is the setting of Rebbe Kiva? This is a continuation of that Mishnah. Neder, Ketzer Rebbe Kiva, Nedishun Mitzasim Hutakulai. Person said, Koinen She'eni Nene Lekulcham. Person said, I don't want to have any Hanoa from Kulcham, from any of you. Hutter Echad Mehem, if one of them subsequently he became Hutter, for instance, if it was Abba, then Hutter Kula, then the whole thing goes away. In other words, it's all or nothing. If you were Mater Neder, or if it was a case of like Abba situation, where he's automatically Hutter, then Hutter Kula. Okay, so that's crystal clear. Neder Shehutter Mitzasei Hutter Kula.
Just one small question. Is he denying Hana from them, or denying Hana to them?
Makes no difference.
Okay.
Continuing on, she'eni nene loy l'zeh u'l'zeh. The Russian of the Mishnah leaves out the word loy, and therefore the Bach takes it out as well, and therefore he's saying she'eni nene l'zeh u'l'zeh. Hutur ha'rishoin, hutru kulam. Hutur ha'akroin, ho'akroin mutur. V'kulan asur. Now the way the Ran splits up the Gemara, we're assuming that there are really three cases over here. We have the first case where he says, koni she'eni nene l'kulcham, hutur echem mihem, Neidah Shehuta Mitzasei Huta Kulay. The second case is She'eni Nena L'zeh U'L'zeh. I'm not going to have Anor, I'm not going to give Anor to this one and to that one. Huter Harishayim Huter Kulam. Once one is Mutter, all of them are Mutter. Oh, so the Gemara is going to say, oh, that's yet another case of Neidah Shehuta Mitzasei Huta Kulam. Because you're just saying Huter Harishayim Huter Kulam. And then the final case of the Mishnah, Huter Hu Achrayim, if the final person was Hutter, in other words, he enumerated 10 people, Lizet, 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 and then he was Matir, the last person, which means, for instance, if it was Abba, or maybe if he went to a Bezin and they were Matir him on that last individual, who offering Mutter, the Kulam Asur, only that the final person is Mutter, everybody else remains Asur. Oh, so that would be a case of that we do not say Neder Shehutter Mitzasei Hutter Kulay. So the Gemara is asking, how is that? The first two cases, you're saying, Neidah Shehuta Mitzasei, Hutter Kulay. Hutter Kulam, everybody's Mutter. The final case, you're saying, no. Neidah Shehuta Mitzasei, we do not say Hutter Kulay, only vis-a-vis that individual. And now the obvious question is, who does this shtim like? Bishloima l'rabba, moikim l'l'resha, di'omma l'zeh u'l'zeh, v'seifa di'omma l'kulcha. the way the Ran learns Pshat, that when it says here in the Gemara, Mikem Lulareisha, when we're referring to Rabba, it's referring to the first two cases. What were the first two cases? First case when he said, Kulcham, Eni Nenu Lekulcham, and then afterwards, Matir 1, Hutru Kulam. Second case is, She'eni Nenu Lezeh Ulezeh, Hutar Rishon, Hutru Kulam. Since both of them are cases of Neida Shehutu Mitase Hutru Kulai, we put those two cases together as the Reisha. So then the Reisha says that Yohutr Kulai. Moikim Lo Reisha, the Omar Lezeh Ulezeh. Now what does it mean, the Omar Lezeh Ulezeh? So the Ran is Masbir, that let's focus on the first case at the moment. What was the first case? That he said, Kulchem, Koinim She'eni Nena L'Kulchem, and then after that we tell him, oh, did you know that your father was among them? Hui, I didn't realize that. What would you have done had you realized it was your father? I would have said, Lezeh Ulezeh, like Imara said, Ploini u ploini, chutz me'aba. I would have said, Lezeh Ulezeh, chutz me'aba. Aha. And therefore, according to Rabba, I would say, Neide shehutu miktasi hutu kuloi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. What do you mean I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva? Let's go back to Rabba for a moment. Rabba here on the Amud Beis. Rabba says, in the second case, Le'nechliku, the last three lines, Le'nechliku ba'oimer ili ho'yisi yo'idea she'abba b'nechem, if I would have known that Abba was there, ho'yisi oimer ploini ploini asurim v'abba mutter, then I would have said, not kulchem chutz mi Abba, I would have said, ploini ploini chutz mi Abba, or lezeh u lezeh chutz mi Abba. So that's a case of being mishana. That's where you have the machloikis, le'nechliku el ba'oimer. That's the machloik between Beishamay and Beisil. Well, Beisil says in that case, guess what? Rabbi Kiva holds like Beisil. He holds the same thing. Both in case one and in case two, both of them being the, both of them are talking about that he started off one way and then he changed it. Now, mind you, the Ran says, how do we say that in the first two cases? The first case is easy. Because the first case he says, mm-hmm. So he changed it from kulchem. We ask him now, what would you have said? I would have said, lezeh u lezeh. No. So then, that's a case of, according to Beisil, and according to Bekiva, but then in the second case he says, she'eni nana lezeh u lezeh. Oh, here he talks about lezeh u lezeh. So what did he say the second time around when he finds out that his father was among them? Oh, what he said at that time was, if I would have known, I would have said kulchem. I wouldn't have said lezeh u lezeh. So that both in the first case and in the second case, we're talking about a case of mishana. In both cases of mishana, that's what Rabbi said. That's what we have our machloikis between Bisham and Beisil. And therefore, by definition, between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Kiva. Ah! That's why Rabbi Kiva holds in both cases. You're Mishana the whole thing, both the front and the back part of the Neder. Guess what? Two strikes. That's why the whole Neder is Neder. Hutar Mitzase, Hutar Kulei. Now, why would I go and say that the person would go and switch that if he initially said Lezeh U Lezeh, and now we ask him, he says, oh, if I would have known, I would have said Kulchem. So the Ran says it here. Once again, it's the kibbut av that is the overriding factor. And the person here has a svara, just the opposite of what we said before. Before we said he would rather go and say lezeh, lezeh, instead of kulchem, because he says kulchem, somebody's going to jump on him and say, no, it's not Harry Zoo, it's Harry Alai. Or, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Somebody's going to go and jump on him and he's going to go and say, kulchem, your father's there. A little, let me breathe, I'm going to tell you. Kulchem chutz mi'ab. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I'm sorry, my apologies. So that's why he said initially not. He said initially kulchem, but afterwards he realizes that it wasn't kulchem, that his father was there. If I would have known, I would have said lezeh lezeh, that nobody should have a havana. That was the way we said it before. Here the Ran says, you have a fakir to svara too, just the opposite. If he said originally lezeh lezeh, then people are waiting for bated breath as he's saying, the 10 people over there, lezeh, ulezeh, lecha, ki lecha, tchol af lecha, lecha, Hashem hamamlocha, lezeh, ulezeh, 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 lezeh, and they realize that the father is among all of those lezehs, and they're afraid he's going to go and point to all 10, and he's going to say, lezeh 10 times, and therefore he's worried that somebody's going to say, hey, before you keep on saying lezeh, your father's there, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't want anybody to have that half a minute, so therefore he says, in one quick stroke, kulchem, chutz me'abba, to go and hit it on the nose that nobody should have even a slur, even for half a second, that he might all to say lezeh, lezeh. Apparently, all of their backs are to him. That's why he didn't recognize any of them, or even if their faces, but he's seeing them from afar, of a distance of 10 blocks. He sees all of these people eating and munching his.
If their backs are to him, he can't see them eating.
He sees them regularly. He sees them plucking the tainan, putting them in there. Maybe he sees the profile and say, okay, yeah, right, good point. I know, you did very
good. Stem.
Yeah, it doesn't stem. Ariel, I love you. Anyway, so the Gemara therefore says, according to Rabbah, both cases, first case and second, both cases are talking about Mishana. And since both the cases are Mishana, that's where the Machloikis is according to Rabbah. And that's where Rabbi Kiva holds like Beis Hill. And that's why he said, Neirishut Mitzasi Hutukula. The safer, what was the safer case? The Omer LeKulchem. In other words, he started off with Kulchem, and he ended off with Kulchem. Okay, so what happens in that case? So going back again to Rabbah, if he was Mekayim, what he said initially, Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, Beishame and Beisil, and now they're abundant, and Rabbi Kiva, the Kolhecha, the Omer, Ilu Ha'isi, Desh, Abinecham, Isi, Omer, Kulchem, Asur. I would have repeated the Kulchem formulation. The only thing I would have added is Chutz Me'aba. But everybody agrees to Kulchem Asurim, for Av Mutter, that we would not say Neder Shehut Mitzasa Mutter Kulay, and that's the Sefer that he said the Kulchem, and that's why, and he said originally Kulchem, and he ended off the Kulchem, so even Beis Hillel would agree, which means even Rabbi Kiva would agree that we do not say Neder Shehut Mitzasa Mutter Kulay, and that's why the third case of that Mishnah, Hutter Achren Achren Mutter, with Kulchem Asur. Right? So far, so good. Feitimura El Didoch. Now, who is addressing this? This is Rapapa speaking to Rava, and he's saying, now, according to you, Rava, let's see how you're going to learn Pshat in this Mishnah. Now, remember, what are we talking about again in this Mishnah? The first case, and by the way, when we say over here Reisha, this Reisha is only referring to case one. It's not referring to case two. Case two, that's going to be the Sefer that we're going to see on the Mishnah. That's how the Ran explains that there's a difference in the terminology of the Gemara. So, El Didach, Bishlom and the Reisha. Now, what did the Reisha say? Reisha said, Neder Shehuta Mitzase Huta Kula. Moikim La Di Omele Kulchem. According to Rava, we can Zetzadai, we can go and say it's talking about that originally he said the Kulchem, and now he continued saying the Kulchem. Now, how does that work in Rava's Pshat? So let's go back to Rava at the top of the Amud, and let's go down Loi Nechleku, that's on the third or fourth line, Loi Nechleku. And the Ba'omer, Ilu Ha'yisi Adei She'aba B'necham Ha'yisi Omer Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'aba. That means he initially said Kulchem. And now he's saying, once again, had I known, I would have said Kulchem Asurim Chutz Me'aba. There the other machleik between Beishama and Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel would say that even though he's keeping the original Kulchem, makes no difference, we chap on Bigmar Dvorim Adam Yitfas, and the end he said Chutz Me'aba. That Chutz Me'aba is such a radical, extreme change from the original Kulchem that he said. Therefore, Neder Shehuta Mitzase Huta Kulay, and that's the first case of the Mishnah according to Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva, of course, holds like Beis Hillel, Neder Shehuta Mitzase Huta Kulay.
Can you explain once again the radical change?
I'm doing it for emphasis. He initially said Kulcham, and now he's saying Kulcham Chutz Me'aba. So that's the radical change that before he was asring everybody, right, and now he's leaving his father out of the mix.
But didn't we say if you stay with the original template of Kulchem, then it's not...
So what you are referring to is Rabbah. Okay. Rabbah is here on the Omid days. Going back, no, let's go back for a moment. He originally said Kulchem. Right. He's reinstating the Kulchem. Right. Then everybody would agree, both Beishamai and Beisil, the Kulain Asurin, the Ovim Mutter. that everybody else would remain osir, and only the father is taken out of the general rule. It's not considered to be that extreme major change, and therefore most of the neder remains in place, 90%, vis-a-vis the other nine people. Only regarding father, he's the only one that
Whereas,
according to Rava, Rava said that's in fact where the machloikis is. Going back here to Rava, the Amud Aleph, loy nechliku. Where's the machloik between Bisham Bisil? When he started off and he said, kulchem. When he finds out that Abba Meneim, he says, again, kulchem chutz mi Abba. What are now the ramifications? Bisham is saying, like you said, no major change. He says, chutz mi Abba. So therefore, you do not say neder shehut and mitzvah shehut v'kula. But Basil said, "No, I hold like Rabbi Yosi. We focus on the end. The end is chutz mi'aba. Chutz mi'aba. That's a major change to kulchem. That's enough to destroy the entire neder. Neder shehut and mitzvah shehut v'kula.
The end justify the means.
Okay, that's not exactly the same shot, but that's very nice.
How is Rav Papa challenging Rava from Machlokes Rabbi Kivin Rabbanan vis-a-vis interpretation of Machlokes Beisham Beiselo? They're two separate. I mean, we're not saying that there's no ironclad reason to say that Rabbi Akiva holds like Beis Hillel. I mean, it's
since we're learning in this shul and Fohan shul, as you know, our theme has always been Ahavas Yisrael. We try to minimize any dispute, any types of differences of opinion to the extent that it's theoretically possible. So there's no reason why we should distinguish between Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva unless we're forced to do that. Theoretically, the Gemara might have said, exactly, Rabbi Akiva holds this way and Beis Hillel holds that way. The Gemara feels that this Nedish Hutta Mitzase Hutta Kulai is a general rule, either you hold of it or you don't hold of it. And so therefore, just like we find in our Mishnah clearly, that Beis Hillel says, Eilu Ve'eilu Mutarin, must be because Nedish Hutta Mitzase.
Sometimes they don't. Depends on the factor.
Again, if the Gemara was forced to, they would say exactly this is a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Beis Hillel. But we try to make shalom and find that everybody's on the same page, if at all possible. It's Bishlam Reishim Moikel Lodiyam Lekulcham, and therefore, since he repeated Lekulcham, he said again Lekulcham, according to Beis Hillel, and therefore according to Rabbi Akiva, that's why Rabbi Akiva holds in that case. Then should we saw say Hutakulah. El Seifo, the Omar Leze Uleze, the Bekivahi, Amai Pligrabanale. So, what is the Seifo? Seifo means case number two. What was case number two? That he started off, She'eni Nena Leze Uleze. That's what he said initially. And then, Hutu Harisha and Hutu Kulam. We're saying, if one is Mutu, everybody's Mutu. So, Fake Timura, if we're talking about here that he was Mishana, the Gemara uses the term kulchem, he means he's mamid. When he says it's lezer zeh, he's being mishana. If he's being mishana, let's see what did Rava hold in the case of mishana. In the case of mishana, Rava said at the top, the kuli alma kol heicha di omar ilu hoyisi hoydeya shahaba v'neichem. I would have said, plaini plaini, which means he's being mishana. Then everybody agrees, kulam mutarim. Everybody agrees that since he changed from the original text of kulchem, to Zevzeh or Ploini or Ploini, everybody agrees that Kula Mutarim. So if Kula Mutarim, why is it that the Sefer, which is talking about Lezeh, or that he changed it, he was Mishana, it says Hutur Achrein, or Achrein Mutar, Vekulan Asurin. Didn't you just say that if you're Mishana, everybody agrees that Kula Mutarim? And therefore, how could he go and say, or Achrein Mutar, Vekulan Asurin? Zoi Freyti Moran, on the, not in that case, on case number two, sorry. On the case number two, when it says she'eni nena lezeh ulezeh hutur rishon hutru kulam, everybody is mutter. According to Rava, this halacha is not only Rabbi Kiva speaking, but this is the Chachamim speaking. Because just like Rava said at the top of the Yomim, kuli alma, if he switches from kulchem to ploini uploini, everybody holds neder shehutu mitzase hutu kulay even bei shamai. That would mean not only Rabbi Kiva, but even the Rabbanon. So why does the Mishnah say that Omer Rabbi Kiva, what's the lashon of the Mishnah again? Keitzet Omer Rabbi Kiva, Neidah Shun Mitzah Zehut Kula. This is Rabbi Kiva speaking. As far as the Sefer is concerned, Yom Lezeh Lezeh, Rabbi Kiva, am I pleading Rabbanon lay? Even the Rabbanon agreed to Rabbi Kiva in this case. But Amr Stibri HaKoyl, Mutter, everybody agrees that if you're going from Kulchem to Lezeh Ulezeh, that you're making this major change on both ends of the Neder, then everybody agrees that Neder Shehut Mitzaseh Hutar Kulay. So it's not only Rabbi Kiva speaking, it's even the Rabbanan speaking. So according to you, Rava, this Mishnah doesn't shtim, like Arya likes to say. Amalei Rava. So Rava says, you're asking a kasha on me. Ula Rabba, Rabbi Kiva Minicha, Minicha Seifa. But my Moikimu, how did you set sign the Seifa? The Amale Kulchem, Hai Dein Hu Rishon, Vahai Dein Hu Achrein. What Yomor is doing now for the first time is focusing on the differences between case number 2 and case number 3 in that Mishnah that we quoted on the Amud Aleph, the Mishnah from Daf Samach Vav. Let's go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment. You'll notice it says, in case 2, She'eini nena lezeh ulezeh, I'm not going to have anor, I'm not going to give anor to this one and to that one. Hutur rishon, hutur kulam. And then we say, hutur achrein, hu achrein mutter v'kul nasurin. Why is one called Rishon and the other called Achron? After all, if you're talking about Neder Shehuta Mitzasa Huta Kula, that means if part of the Neder falls away, then the entire Neder falls away. It shouldn't make a difference whether it's because of the first person or the final person. And therefore, why in the Reisha, not really the Reisha, why in case 2 does the Mishnah say Huta Rishon Huta Kula? Okay, the whole thing is wiped out, the whole Neder Huta Mitzasa Huta Kula, right? And then according to the Seifa, Huta Achrein, Hu Achrein Mutter, V'kul Nasurim, there we splice it differently. Now, the way the Gemara learned it originally, like Rabba, we were saying that there's a difference between if the case is talking about Mishana, or whether he's Mamid, whether he's keeping it the same Lashon as originally, or is he changing the Lashon. But then, why does it talk about Rishon and Achrein? It should simply say, in the case, according to Rabba, where you're being Mishana, that's where Rabbi Kiva holds that Neder Shehuta Mitzasa Huter Kulay. And the case where you're not being Mishana, then that's where you go and leave it the way it was originally. That, and therefore, only one is Mutter and everybody else is Aser. But it has nothing to do with Rishon and Achrein. Hutter Rishon, Hutter Kulam, Hutter Achron, Achron, Mutter Kulam, Asur. What does that all mean?
And you only translate as one. You didn't say the first. You avoided using the word first.
Exactly. The reason why I avoided it, if you look at the Ran on the two lines from the bottom of the Amud, you see Vahashta Kosokadai, you see in the middle of the
Rishon Achron Lavdaka.
El Echon may have come. I'm here in the Ran on Chav Vav Amud Aleph. Two lines from the bottom.
Yeah, okay.
Last segment
of the Ran. Hashtag. The Rishon Achron Lavdaka. El Echon may have come. Rishon Achron doesn't make a difference.
I was holding that question, but I was
going to. Did you see? Exactly what you see? Yeah, okay, Ariel. All okay. So therefore,
you need like a whole chart for that, like you know, like
that would make life much easier.
All the combinations, permutations.
Yeah, no question. So that's why says the Rava now, even according to Rava, minicha save my moikimla diom lekulchem. You're saying that the seifa is talking about lekulchem. And therefore he's saying, he wasn't Mishana. And therefore he's continuing the same Lashon as before. And that's why in the third case, since he's not being Mishana, he's being Ma'amid, that's why I do not say, Neder Shehuta Mitzasa Huter Kulay. Only that individual, nobody else. So Frank Timara, Hai Deinu Rishon, V'Hai Deinu Achrein. What difference does it make that you refer to case number 2 as Rishon, and case number 3 as Achrein? Really what you should be saying is, it depends. Did you say Lekulchem, or did you say Lezeh Lezeh? Were you Mishana? Were you Mamid? The first one, the last one, that's a chayra, irrelevant. El therefore says Rava, brand new pshat. El reisha diom lekulchem. The reisha is talking about lekulchem, like we said all along, and whether or not we're talking about that he was Mishana or he was Mamid, that'll depend on the machlokes between Rava and Rava. But both of them will say that the first case is talking about the kulchem. The seifa can go in shetolon ze boze. The omer ploini kiploini uploini kiploini. Ah, what happened was he saw the 10 people sitting under the tree, and he doesn't know who those people are. He just simply says about the first one that ploini should be ushered to go and eat from the figs, and the second guy is kiploini, and the third guy is like ploini number 2, and the fourth guy is like ploini number 3, and the fifth guy is like ploini number 4, and therefore he's tolun zebeze, like
a chain.
Would daisy chain be the appropriate
idea?
Okay, or maybe a domino effect, or whatever type of metaphor you want to use. But the point is, we have a chain of individuals, and now we have a chain of events that he's saying, first guy is also, the second guy should also be also like the first, and the third guy should be also like the second, and the fourth. I'm sorry.
It's derivative. It's derivative. They're derivative of each other.
They're derivative, and they're connected, bonded together. And therefore, says our Gemara now, and now the Mishnah reads so much more beautifully. She'eini nena lezeh ulezeh, which merely means lezeh.
Kizeh.
Exactly. Take out the lamin and put in chops. And what is he saying now? Hutarisha. Now, if the first one, he's matir. What happens if he goes to the bez and he says, oh, the first guy didn't realize that is Gavriel. Gavriel is one of my best friends. If I would have realized, I never would have done that. And therefore, the bez is matir on Gavriel. Since Beryl and Shmerel and everybody else are all derivative, they're all the daisy chain, they're all the continuing derivative of the first one. Since the first one goes away, then they all go away. Hutarisha and Hutrukula. What happens if Gavriel is his final friend? In other words, you have 10 people over there. The 10th one, oi, Gavriel is oi, I didn't realize. He goes to the Bezin is Matir the Achrei. It's Matir the Achrei. Achrei, because he's the last one on the chain. He's not the first one. So then, the Mishnah is beautiful, having nothing to do with Nei Shot Miktosi, Hutter Kulai, nothing to do with Beishamai, Beisil. This whole Machloikis has nothing to do with that second part. It's only the first part where that machloikis gets into, where initially he said, kolchem, and now it depends. What did he say now when we told him this Abba's Beinayim, or that Gavriel is Beinayim, or whoever he doesn't want to be Beinayim? Oh, so if he goes and reconfirms it, he says again, the kolchem. Okay, so then according to Rabbi, since you started off Kulchem, and you ended off Kulchem, in such a case, everybody would agree that we do not say, so what is this? But it says over here, so therefore says Rabbi, it's talking about a case of Mishana, that he originally said, Kulchem, and then after that, when he hears, he says, oi, I didn't realize Abba. And he said, now Lezel, Lezel, since there's that major Shinoi, that's where the Machloikis is between Mishama and Bezil, and the machloek between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, and that's where Rabbi Akiva comes out to say, "Hate Rabbi Akiva." Then you should be tossed to Kulay when he was Mishan. Rav, on the other hand, no, says it's the other way around. It's talking about that he started off Kulchem and he ended off Kulchem. There, there's a machloekis between Beisham and Beisil. Beisham, he says, "Toughest Losh and Rishay." They're both the same. Just chutz mi Abba, and therefore only. We do not say Nedish Hut Mitzase Hutra Kulai, Mashain Kim Beisil, and Rabbi Akiva will say, hold like Rabbi Yossi, I chap on the Gemara Dvar of Adam Mitzvahs, since I'm changing a major change at the end by adding the Chutz Me'aba, the whole thing falls away, and that's why it says, Nedish Hut Mitzase Hutra Kulai. So therefore, in the first case, that's when the Machloik is between Rav and Rava, what is the case? Is it a Mashana case? Is it a Mamet case? Each one is Shitase. But both of them can agree in the cases two and case three, that we're talking about a case of kazeh, 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 or kaplani, 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 and each time it's this chain of two is like one, three is like two, four is like three, five is like four, etc., etc. So therefore, if the first one is Hutter, then the whole thing is wiped out. If the last one is Hutter, only the last one, and not all the others.
How can we say, if you hold like Rabbi Yossi?
Let's just finish off these two lines. Tekenami, I'll bring you a raya that this is the real pshat. Tisani, we have, in fact, a brisa, which acts as a further explanation or explication of the Mishnah. Hutter Amtsoi, what happens if the middle guy, there are 10 over here, person number 5, or person number 6, I'm not sure which one will be in the middle. Good, 9 people, person number 5 is certainly in the middle. So, he was matter vis-a-vis him, because that was his father, or that was his friend, etc. So we'll matter him. Hey man, ulamata mutar. So then, just like 5, then 6, 7, 8, 9, they'll all be mutter. Because anybody beyond him, they're all dependent on him. However, anybody before him, in other words, 1, 2, and 3, and 4, they remain asurim. Oh, so you see, taka, that's pshat, tolan zeb, 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 kazeh, kazeh, etc. And that's the end of the shtickle, and Brother Barry has a question.
When we say, according to Yossi, so when he reaffirms the nader, he is not being matir. I mean, so I understand that as a general principle as far as zu'ola, zu'shlamim.
Right.
But when a person is reaffirming the neder, step back away from all the machlokasim for a second. A person says, you're all usher except for Gabriel. He's saying it. I mean, why are we saying that his neder is now completely void? Look at what he's saying. He's saying is you're all usher except for Gabriel.
In other words, when he reaffirms the same terms and he just adds the chutz.
Why are we saying now that somehow this is somehow vitiating the whole neder? How can it? If we're saying that we're looking at his entirety of his words, he's reaffirming it. Forget the end. The beginning and the end is what we're measuring.
So either you're learning like Rabbah, or even according to Rabbah, you prefer the svar of Beis Shammai that holds like Rameir, as opposed to the svar of Beis Hillel that's learning Rabbi Yossi.
No, I'm talking about Rabbi Yossi.
I know you're talking about Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Yossi is saying, you look at the entire statement, you look at the whole thing somebody said.
Right.
If somebody's saying, I am reaffirming the Neder, mm-hmm. I'm rearticulating it, I'm changing it, whatever, however you want to describe it.
Right.
But if he's saying it, then the Neder should be valid. How can we say, using Rabbi Yossi's twist on language in a general case of Korbanos, and bringing it here, that when we're changing, when a person is saying, I'm reaffirming this or restating it, however we're doing it, somehow it negates it. That is 180 degrees opposite to the pashtus of what the person is saying.
I hear you loud and clear. So let's look in the Ran, the second wide line here in Chav Vav Amid Aleph.
Yeah.
Chav Vav Amid Aleph.
Beisil Sarvelei.
Beisil Sarvelei Lo Kerb Yoisi.
Right.
Omer Kishe Soisrin Dvorav Ze Eze Holchen Acher Gemar Dvorav. That's like in the case of the Oil Nishlam. Vachanam. Even here, which is Kishe Ein Soisrin.
Right.
Because after all.
Exactly. He's reaffirming it in a different language, perhaps.
Exactly. Vachanam Kishe Ein Soisrin. Shiyesh Lasis Iker Migmar Dvarav. That you look at the essence from the final word that he said. Dahain. Masha Omer Chutzmin Abba. The Nimtza Shiyesh Ben Neder, the Neder that he meant, that he said initially. Tos, you have a big mistake over here. Pekimisha Batal Miktasoi. Bottle kulay. Once part of it becomes bottle, the whole thing becomes bottle. So even though you're right, 90% of the neder he is reinstating, and he's saying, I love the neder the way it was, I'm just adding chutz mi'abba, says Rabbi Yossi, nah. Since your final words are this chutz mi'abba, so you're acknowledging that your neder initially was a mistake, nidresh kogois, that's the third category over here. No, we have a rule of jurisprudence. That neder shehuter miktasoi, huter kulay, or bottle miktasoi, bottle kulay. Since part of the neder you agree has fallen away. Once it's fallen away, the whole thing falls away. You can't go and put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Is this major crack? He fell down. We're
perhaps
done.
Perhaps the initial neder is no longer valid, mm-hmm. but his restated neder. Now
he doesn't restate it. We're just asking, what would you have said? He's in front of the bezin, and we ask him.
He doesn't go from a bezin. There's no bezin here. It's doesn't need a bezin. Doesn't need a chacham.
We're asking the shayla. What's the din? Do you say neder shehuter miktasoi huter kulay or not?
Okay.
So Rabbi says, we ask him. Tell us, what would you have said had you realized that Abba was there? So now there are two choices.
Okay.
He says, oh, I would have said, kulchem chutzmi Abba. Oh, that's one way. Or he would have said, no, plenty chutzmi Abba. Why would you have changed it, say this way? I'll keep it out. People shouldn't think that I had in mind my father, etc., etc. So, according to what does Rabbi say?
You're restating it.
He's not restating.
I'm saying he's interpreting.
He's interpreting what he would
expounding.
He's explaining what would he have said. So Rabbi Yossi, according to Rava, and Basil, according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rava, just the fact that he says that I never would have said the lashon of kulchem, I would have said. I'm not restating it now, but I would have said kulchem kotzmi
abba.
So therefore, I'm now mishana the original minig. I'm mishana not in a big way by saying lizel the plenty of plenty.
That flaw unravels the whole thing.
Exactly.
It's smart.
Like a mitase bottle kulay, and it's not as if he's reaffirming it. Oh, Kebra. Let me start all over again. This is the new name. Interpreting the original.
That answers my question.
Good.
When did you say that you need the two strikes?
You need the two strikes according to
Rabba.
According to everybody. I'm sorry, not according to everybody. So you're going back to Rabba. The last three lines. So now I have two strikes. Strike number one is Toys Gomer that he left out father, he should have said chutz mi abba. And number two, instead of saying kulchem, he should have said plenty of plenty. That's a big shinoi, big mishana. Therefore, that destroys the whole thing. And the lotion of the two strikes, that's the Ran himself that says,
where's
that
the Ran
is here on the Amid Aleph. Second line from the top.
Yeah. Ubeitzilch
Rabbi Kiva, the Kiva de Hoche, ikatarati. Two. Chodah, dikatois gomor, le gabiyah. Yeah. Because he says, if I would have known, I wouldn't have said kulchem, I would have said lezeh lezeh, or leplani plani. Now you're wondering, ah, what difference does it make? Kulchem plani plani. He's always saying, no. See, show you mark the first narrow line. She moving midvarim afilu rega kememri, even for a split second. She abba bechlalu isa. He doesn't want anybody even to start jumping up. What? You think kulchem? That's why he specifies. I would never have said kulchem. I would have said plenty, plenty, plenty. Yankel Beru Shmel. Then everybody sees. I'm not talking about Abba. I'm talking about. Baruch Hashem, he has no time.
Especially according to the Ron, that they would have gotten Malchus. So his father didn't get Malchus because he makes a konim. I mean, the consequences of this, according to you.
Well, the father is certainly off the hook. The only question of the others. Everybody agrees that the neder's hutter.
Even the thought that the father would get Malchus.
Even the thought. Exactly. That's the order.
You're going to give your father Malchus.
Exactly.
That's konim on these
things. Exactly. It's like an earthquake. Chas v'sholem. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. But so now. Yes.
Could you give them Malchus without them? This is a shoging. So you'd have to.
You have to bring carbon out of the earth. Exactly.
No, what I'm saying, but here it's so in the case that we had was a chaf.
That's
what I'm on base.
Yeah,
was the wife aware?
She was, and she's holcha. She went to her father's home before Sukkot, before
right,
Pesach, and
she was not supposed to. She
gets petched.
In this case, they have to be made aware that there was a nether.
Exactly, since they didn't know it was a shogeg. So what would be the din now? Mm-hmm. So instead of the person who would normally get the malchus, that person has to go bring the karma out of the yard.
Lashon shvua is a karma out of the yard. I'm sorry to be exhausting you guys, but it's just I'm trying to be careful with these things. What's the case of a konim? So I want to ask, what's the case of a konim here?
Same
issue. Yeah, you say karma out of the yard. Okay.
Sorry. And we continue on. Eisvei Rav Adar Bar Hava L'Rava. Rav Adar Bar Hava asked Rav the following shayla. Koinim botzel shani toyeim shabotzel ra lelev. Person makes a koinim. I'm not going to eat any more onions because I heard that onions are bad for the heart. In other words, they give you heartburn. I don't want onions anymore. She makes a koinim on all onions. Amrulai. And then afterwards, the great scientists, the great chumim mevinim, they go and say to him, "Vali hakufri yofel aleif." You know the famous kufri onion? That's good for you. That you should go and eat, and that would be good. It's nutritious and takes away. You don't have to diet anymore. It takes away all those extra calories. It's a gevaldik. Vali kufri yofel aleif.
Was one of the seven things that the man did not have? I know shum was, but was Bitzal one of the?
The man didn't have that text. I believe so.
Okay, so
we'd have to look up the pasuk.
Deleterious in certain ways.
Exactly. Well, but it depends on which. He's saying, initially he thought all onions are that way. And now he heard the Grace of Mevinim say, no. The kufri onion is a great onion. That's really good for the heart.
And the kofer, this onion is kofer.
It's kofer, right. It's kofer bakol. All the others, yeah. Valoya kufri off the leif. So now what does the Mishnah say here? And the Mishnah, as we'll see in a moment, is Rav Meir. Hoter be kufri. Now, as a result of the fact that they told him that the kufri is a good one, so that's a neidushka gois. And like the Gemara said yesterday, neidushka gois, and the same thing applies to shvuashka gois. Same thing. So now what happens? When he realizes that the kufri onion is good, he said, well, I made a mistake. If I would have known that, I never would have made such a blanket statement that to go and ask her all onions. So what does Rameyah say? So kufri b'lvod hutter. Not only is the kufri mutter, now he's allowed to eat from any of the onions. Why would that be? Because neder shehutter mitzasai hutter kule. Yeah, ask him. Masahai, there was a story. They tira Rameyah b'chol ha'btzolim. Wow, Rameyah was matter everything. My love, the Omar Ili Hoyisi Oydea Shakufri Yofel Alev Hoyisi Oymer Kolab Tzolm Asurim the Kufri Mutter. So now we're trying to picture to ourselves what would this person have said initially. He said, Lamaisa, all Betzolim are Asur, because all Betzolim are bad, they give you heartburn. Now that he hears that the Kufri is Mutter, if I would have known that, what presumably would he have said? I asked upon myself, all onions except for the famous kufri onion, because the kufri onion, that's okay.
But we would have known, and everybody would say that the kufri is okay because it's a nether of chagash.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And this is well known, apparently. And
he wanted to eat hatara on that.
This person didn't know. He was our mayor. Right. Our mayor told him he didn't have to worry about it.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So now we're talking, the whole shayla is on the rest.
On the rest. Which, by the way, that's the whole sugya.
Yes, right.
Vis-a-vis Abba and Ocha, that's no problem.
Right.
Only question,
Gabdi Achei.
So what do we see there, Meir holds? Meir Shulta Mitzasa Hutta Kulei. Now this is a big, big, big problem. Why? Didn't we say, according to Rava on the Amud Aleph, that Rava said that Beishamay holds like Remeir, Domitophus Lashon Rishon. And if we are retaining and Mamed the old Lashon, he said initially Kulcham, and he continues to say Kulcham. Or in this time, he said, Kol HaBetzolim Kulcham. And now he said, oh, I heard the Kufri is okay. And what would you
Abba,
have said? I would have said, Kol HaBetzolim Kulcham, with the exception of Abba, with the exception of Kufri.
Right.
So, it's mamish parallel to the case of Rava, where Rava said that Beishamai would hold like Remeir, and both Beishamai and Remeir would both hold it in this situation. We do not say we reinstated the old language, and the old language was kulchem all the betzalim. So here too, so Frank Dimora on. That's why Dimora is asking on a Rava. How does Rava say on the Amud Aleph that Beishavi would hold like Remeir? Then in this case, where he's being mamid dvarav rishonim, I go and say then. Only the father is mutter, everybody else is aser. Here I see that he's mamed varav rishonim, that he would have said, kol ha'btzolim asurim, with the exception of the kufri onion, and I say that everything is mutter. So now the stira meir and ram meir. There's a long run that Ran said Bemis and the Kasha is even on Rabbah as well, but we don't need to get into that level of detail. The Ran says that the reason why we focus on Rava is because Rava brought Remeir on the Amud Aleph, and he said Remeir clearly, that's Shamei Remeir, Vada, Tafas Lashon Rishon, and so therefore it would not be a case of Neidah Shutta Mitzase Hutta Kulai. And the same Remeir says very clearly that Neidah Shutta Mitzase Hutta Kulai. And the Gemara gives a very easy answer. And the Gemara Loi. We're assuming not that the person would have said when he heard that the kufri onion is good and nutritious, not that he would have said kol b'tzol masurim the kufri mutter, but rather he would have said ilo hayisi adesh kufri yofel aleif hayisi oimer. Then I would have specified b'tzol ploini uploini asurim. The American onion is no good. The Indian onion is no good. The Greek onion is no good. No aser aser. The kufri mutter, but the kufri mutter is good. Ah, so see, this is like a case of being Mishana from the original Kulchem to Lezeh, Ulezeh, Ulezeh, because he's saying now, Botzel, Ploini, Ploini. Ah, in this case, he is now vitiating the entire Lushan. Here we have our two strikes. Number one, initially he didn't say Chutzmi Kufri, and now it's Chutzmi Kufri. And number two, he wouldn't have said Kolab Tolem, he would have said this specific one, Zeh, Vezeh, Vezeh, is Mishana, and therefore it's no Kasha. Even Ramey would agree, because that's what we said at the top of the Amid. Amar Rav, Amar the Kuli Alma, Kol Heichad, Ilya, Yeshideh, Abba Ben Echem. I wouldn't have said Kulchem, or said Dwayne, Yipayne, and everybody would, even Ramey, and even Beishamay, that you say Neda Chutzmi Tzavse, and that would be the Pshat over here too. Then therefore a mayor can go and leave it to Rabbi Kiva, like we're saying, and therefore he don't have a kash and a mayor, because you could learn that that's what he would have done. It would have been Mishana, and therefore he can go according to everyone. We'll stop over here and Mishim to continue tomorrow.
How long did it take you for David to prepare this?
It was not